KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In this morning's Iran war update, Secretary of War Hegseth says Iran has a choice. It can choose a prosperous future or the path to destruction. And he has a warning for Iran's leaders. Big Brother is watching.
To the KH leadership and IRGC leadership, we're watching you. Our capabilities are not the same, our military and yours. Remember, this is not a fair fight. And we know what military assets you are moving and where you are moving them to.
Hegseth says President Trump is committed to maintaining the successful blockade of Iran's ports for as long as it takes. And if Iran's leadership remains stubbornly defiant, Hegseth says Iranian infrastructure, power, and energy facilities could be subject to attack. Meanwhile, a Pakistani delegation meets in Tehran, hoping for more U.S.-Iran talks before a two-week ceasefire comes to an end.
Pakistan's army chief is meeting with Iranian officials for talks in Tehran. It's the latest diplomatic move to ease tensions in the region and arrange a second round of negotiations between the United States and Iran.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Parts of the central U.S. and Great Lakes region cleaning up after several days of severe weather.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has been watching levees around the city of Portage, where rainfall swelled waters to nearly 19 feet on Wednesday. This woman lives near the river.
We just don't need no more rain.
Record rainfall in the state flooded streets and trapped drivers. In Madison, two trees fell onto Jeremy DeFall's home.
And that report from correspondent Donna Warder. Forecasters say more severe weather is possible in the coming days. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 89 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 45 points. This is SRN News. Is artificial intelligence good or bad?
The answer appears to be both, at least according to Christians. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 66% of believers think that AI is improving their lives, but 57% also think the new technology is a threat. It might seem counterintuitive, but the Barna survey indicates that young people, the ones most likely to embrace AI, are also the ones most likely to believe that it's dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors from around the globe joined thousands of people this week in the March of the Living. It's an annual event held at the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp in memory of the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany during World War II. Some of the 50 survivors taking part came from Israel, despite logistical difficulties caused by airspace restrictions linked to the Iran war. This is SRN News. A race for an open House seat in New Jersey goes to the polls today.
Analia Mejia will try to expand Democratic momentum in New Jersey as she and Republican Joe Hathaway compete in Thursday's special election to fill the U.S. House seat vacated by Mikey Sherrill when she was elected governor last year. Mejia, who has support from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, emerged from a crowded Democratic primary in February, while Hathaway, a council member in suburban Randolph, was unchallenged. The contest will decide which party controls the seat in the closely divided House, with midterms of President Donald Trump's second term on the horizon. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Democrats are boasting of eye-popping fundraising hauls in some of this year's most competitive Senate contests. In one of them, Texas Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico's campaign says that he collected roughly $27 million in the first 3 months of the year. More details at SRNNews.com.